1888.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Superdon, can we, let's do a skit. Like, just complete improv now. I'm throwing, this is total pressure on Superdon. Superdon, you be the government. And I'll be Big Pharma, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be a vaccine manufacturer, and you'd be like the FDA, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, FDA, we got this bird flu vaccine for a real pandemic, like as big as the one that happened in 1918. We know it's not out there now, but maybe one day it will. So we're not saying we want you to put it in every drugstore. We don't even know if it works for sure. But, you know, will you just, like, buy, a $1 billion worth for us and just kind of put it in that, I think you have a what is that called, a storage facility over there? Can you do that for me?
The stockpile you're talking about? You're talking about the stockpile. Before we buy it, though, is there anything we need to be worried about with this vaccine you're talking about?
We're not sure it works, for one.
I mean, well, listen, I heard something about it being linked to narcolepsy. Is that true?
Well, no, you weren't supposed to. You're the FDA. You're supposed to look the other way. But can you just pretend that, you know, yes, it might be, but we're not sure about it. You think you could just put it in the stock?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We don't want to, like, create any kind of bad press, so we won't let the pharmacy have this, but I'll give you $1 billion. We'll just stick it in the back room back here.
That's what I'm saying. Just do that. That's all. You okay?
Well, yeah, why not? Why not? Let's go ahead and do that. Just
all right.
Don't tell anybody.
Sure. Now, I'm GlaxoSmithKline, and I've just made a deal. I've made a deal to steal $1 billion from U.S. taxpayers to get a bird flu shot that may or may not work, that definitely has untoward side effects, including narcolepsy, which, oh, by the way, Super Don, as the FDA knows about, referenced it just right there. You did fantastic for an improv, completely unplanned, unscheduled. Look at you. And, of course, now they're going to maybe stockpile $1 billion. Who knows how much? This is basically welfare. Welfare. Corporatism, corporate welfare. Super Don, you know Ron Paul was big on this issue. In fact, there's more money being paid to pharmaceutical companies and corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, multinationals, than all of the people on welfare combined. Quite honestly, I think that's true. So the real welfare, the bigger problem of welfare for those of my conservative Republican listeners, is not to the individual that you don't want them to have welfare. It's to the big corporations that are doing stupid stuff like this that will never be used, but basically it's a transfer of funds, well, from the U.S. taxpayer, either directly or indirectly via, of course, printing or digitizing the dollars. Thank you, Ben Bernanke, QE3 to infinity. And then we're just basically saying, here, Big Pharma, here's your money. Give us those vaccines. We'll just store them away. And there you go. This, I mean, I'm trying to make it as clear as possible, but it's still so stunning to consider that we've got flu shots now that are not real flu shots for any real flu, but we're just going to put them in. Remember at the end of the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark? It was probably going in that warehouse.
Right, right, exactly. You know, we'll just stick it back here. We spent the money on it. You just got your check, and, you know, we're just kind of like a pawn shop, you know? It's like you go in, you give the people the money because you think you might be able to do something with it later. Might be worth something, but we'll kind of stick it in the back room, stick a tag on it. You know, maybe later on down the road, we'll try and get our money back somehow. And you know, I think that's a good analogy. But, you know, it just kills me. It absolutely kills me. Not literally. It could if I got the shot. But,
right, right.
You know, when you read this here and they say, well, you know, this vaccine has this adjuvant in it, right? It's got an adjuvant in it, you know, which is a good thing because it makes it so that we can make, you know, more vaccine easier because you have to use a smaller amount of the influenza protein in there if we put this adjuvant in it, right? Yet, as it said here, the adjuvant has been shown to possibly be linked to narcolepsy. Mm-hmm. And in the proof that they give that this stuff works, they say they tested it on 2,000 adults. And 91% of those between the ages, blah, 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 and 74% of the people this old and that, whatever, showed that they developed antibodies at a level that is expected to reduce the risk of getting influenza. Not that it works. Right. Not that it does keep them from getting, it's expected. In other words, we think maybe we're taking a guess it works.
Isn't that great? Somebody throw that at Dick Durbin, right? The lover of drugs and the hater of supplements. And what you pointed out again is, you know, this is why you're a graduate here. On some level, a PhD level of a good kind here about the stuff Superdome, because you said you acknowledge something that most Americans are not trained to see. And he says, well, the two-dose regimen with these, hey, look at that, we found some antibodies. As if that were, of course, the holy grail of immunology. The fact of the matter is it's been sold to us as that, but is it actually true? Is having an antibody sufficient to protect you from any given disease? The specific one that you have an antibody for. And in fact, it's not. It's not. You need proof? The varicella virus, the herpes zoster, the chickenpox virus. In adults causing shingles, is evidence enough that God didn't grant us the ability to just have an antibody and that we would be protected from disease? Because no one who ever had chickenpox would ever suffer from the shingles any time in the future because they already had the antibodies for it. Yeah. I bring that out again, and I must, because we got to go back down to grade school level to understand what a lie this vaccine industrial complex is perpetrating on us, along with the complicity within FDA, CDC, WHO, HHS in a big way, hospitals with their nurses, with the flu shot, everything like this. It's a scam of scams. And we have been scammed so bad in so many areas. Today we talked about the scam of ADHD. And it's not to say there aren't real neurological issues, but where do they source? No, not because they lack Ritalin, but because the vaccines may have damaged their gut and their nervous system, which is why they pilloried Dr. Andrew Wakefield, simply for observing after the MMR shot that these kids had what they call iatrogenic. Some doctors would say idiopathic because they're idiots because they don't know what it is, but enterocolitis, gut inflammation that created secondary or tertiary inflammation in the brain. The encephalopathy, not enough to kill you, but to create abnormalities of the nervous system. And none of that is addressed. And, of course, with influenza and these viruses, we've talked extensively over the years of the fact that, again, gut damage as well plays itself out in acute manifestations of something that they call flu, which turns out may not be flu, except in about 16% of the cases that they call flu. That's stunning. You start, read Peter Doshi and the things that he's found. Or the claim that the flu is wiping out thousands and thousands of people every year. 36,000 on average. We've already, we've taken that to task as well, thanks to Peter Doshi's peer-reviewed published literature. He's from Johns Hopkins. The reality is this flu is an overblown issue designed to frighten you into taking an annual shot or injection of something that will guarantee that you're going to get neurological degradation diseases later, if not sooner, because of the mercury present in the vast majority of those shots. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Be grateful to the FDA for buying $1 billion or whatever it ends up being from GSK of a pandemic bird flu that may never occur, because the reality is those influenzas happen in only about 14 to 16%, according to their own stats, of the cases that they claim are flu. And even if we go back to 1918, the whole claim that flu was what killed everybody, they completely ignore the law of the terrain. Can I get
H1N1?
Can I get an amen from anybody? Hello?
Yeah.
Preach it, Robert. All right.
Amen. There you go. You got an amen.
Thank you. You got your amen there. Tom's sleeping on the board. He's got nothing. It's like we're in church today. Come on. This is my healing ministry. Trying to take. We'll have to get some more healing ministry done with Ty Bollinger. I think we just confirmed he'll be joining us bottom of the hour. Some more updates on many things, including the follow up to the weekend in Dallas. Has he learned anything more? Also, good news on food banks. We're going to get to that. Those of you thinking you got to donate canned foods, there's some good stuff happening there. We like good news, too. And, of course, the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show available. We link it in each day's show notes when they're available at robertscottbell.com. And they'll go to not only the GCN archives, which are pretty instantaneous, as well as those that appear at naturalnewsradio.com. And we want to say a special shout-out to all of our friends in the U.K. listening there as well and all around the world. There are no cheap seats. If you ever get a nosebleed listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know it. You've listened a long time. You get some homeopathic phosphorus, and you'll be okay. Take a deep breath. Super, I'm really impressed with your skit-making ability there, being the FDA. That was well done.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be on Saturday Night Live anytime soon. But, listen, when you understand how it works, how they play the game, it's really not that hard of a role to improvise, because we see it all the time. We see it all the time happening.
You pretty much know where they're going.
Yeah, and it's also the same as, when we look at what's going on Capitol Hill. I mean, it's so easy to just, I'll be the left, you be the right, we'll meet in the paradigm together, and it's really easy to do. Right. And, actually, something that we talked about last week, we decided not to cover, just because it's just so boring, is this whole nuclear option thing.
Oh, in the Senate, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, so they're just playing tricks, and it's kind of a nasty way to go about things. Like, I'm taking my marbles and going home, and I'm gonna, play the nuclear option so that you don't get your way and we get our way, and then you can try and get us back later.
But it's gonna come back and bite the Democrats on the butt. It will when they're not in the majority.
So it will.
It's stupid. Yeah.
But one good thing came out of that I think is worth mentioning. The National Defense Authorization Act.
It's been postponed. They couldn't get to it. The best thing that could happen is that they wouldn't pass it, or they would mandate some form of reinstatement of the Fourth Amendment. Of course, that would stop a lot of the spying that these dunderheads like Dianne Feinstein absolutely love. If you want to get into that, give us a call, 866-939-2355. Is anybody out there? Let us know. Also, where I will be next month. I think we've scheduled the 20th, another Friday night lecture series in Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse. So plan on being there December 20th and the 19th. Got a very special announcement. You're going to be the first to know about where we're going to be broadcasting live with a special guest. I may or may not tell you who that is, but you're just going to have to guess. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We didn't plan on going in detail on this one, but another casualty of the flu shot is we just covered the issue of the pandemic bird flu strains that the FDA bought and put in the Indiana Jones stockpile somewhere. Chandler Blake Webb, I believe from Utah, young guy, healthy guy, born in 1994, got a flu shot. He's now dead after suffering in the ICU, severe brain damage, the result of a flu shot. So what are we going to do, man? This is rough. Every time we cover this flu thing, I get so upset and trying to be balanced and just try to relax through it all. And you see a story like that and you're going, man, the message is not getting out there fast enough.
Yeah. 19 years old and he was just perfectly fine, got the flu shot, fell into a coma, and 24 hours later, dead.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be doctors saying, oh, it's just a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Not
24 hours. It was 1 month. He was in a coma for a month and he ended up dying. And I mean, what do you say to this? Nah, no coincidence.
Right.
Right?
Oh, anyway. Well, here's a good news announcement. We talk about the lecture series. I should be at the SOHO conference for the Natural Products Association doing some broadcasts. We're working on that, and that's coming up, I think, the first full weekend in December in Orlando. Eustis, Florida, the 20th. The day before that is the 19th. It's a Thursday. Now, we broadcast live from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And I've been invited to broadcast live from a place called the Vitality Bistro. Vitality Bistro. These folks are hardcore. Tananda's a nice guy. He came to the lecture. It was really great. And they all organic, all clean, all raw. We should get Carol Alt down for that. But I will say this. I am going to have a very special guest. The plan is to have a very special guest on radio. If I mention his name, there'll be too many. It wouldn't be able to fit the people into the restaurant. So I'm not going to say who it is. But I will say this, if you want to attend, you're probably going to want to make reservations. I don't even know if they realize that, but that's going to be Thursday afternoon, 3 to 5, the 19th of December, Vitality Bistro, and that's in Mount Dora. And also at 6 o'clock, it's an hour after the broadcast, I will be doing a lecture on something. We'll figure it out, what we want to talk about there. So it'll be making the afternoon slash early evening of it. And then the next day, a healthy date night out. So there you go. Now, moving on to food banks.
Food banks.
Now, I think that would be the real bank. If we can eliminate all the paper pretend fiat legal tender banks. We go to food banks. Now, that would be something. The food banks for years have been saying, hey, can you donate your canned foods?
Right.
Send us your cans. And, of course, there's problems with that. I mean, the linings are often, contaminated with bisphenol A.
Right.
And, you know, it's not the freshest way to go. I understand people home canning and doing things like that. It's great. It's been done for a long time. But the idea is there another way to be more efficient with food banks? And I'm just thrilled to report, and Superdon is a good find on this story, that in fact, they're actually making a positive, powerful leap in helping those who are hungry. Not by giving them cans, but by doing what, Superdon?
They're growing food.
Yay!
Yay!
Growing food. How amazing is that? That's one of those messages I can't say enough. You know, like in schools, if your kids are going to any school and that school is not teaching kids how to grow organically, they're not doing the most important thing they can be doing for the survivability of what's coming. So, you know, all of those canned food drives that you hear about because everybody's ringing the bells, give us some money for whatever, they're actually now saying, hey, maybe we should take up farming. Maybe we should grow food and give fresh food out to those that are hungry. I love this. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it seems to be a growing trend, and, you know, we could just only hope that this continues to go. There's about 20 food banks across the country right now, and the one that they highlight in this article is in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And there's what they're doing is they're starting their own farms in these greenhouses, and they're growing fresh produce and giving that out instead of, you know, canned goods. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that could only, you know, reflect in a good way on the, you know, the health, obviously, of the people across the country. They're dealing with homelessness, dealing with you know, being hungry, which, you know, it's kind of a domino effect, right? You know, we're always following the domino effect. And in this case, if people that they say are low income don't have access to the foods, which is causing them to have bad health and disease problems, maybe we might be able to see a reverse of this now, where we're giving them that access by, you know, handing out fresh food, fresh produce, versus handing out a can of beans or, you know, a can of fruit cocktail.
And if you see the stories linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and we're blasting it out, there's pictures of these raised beds, also greenhouse things in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Wealthiest of all of Pennsylvania, buoyed by, they say, the drug industry, ironically. But there are pockets of poverty. They can get plenty of drugs for free, but where's the food? And now they're starting to grow it. So hats off to you in Chester County at the food bank there. We want to see more of them happen. Let us know if you hear about it. 866-939-2355. We're going to get an update from our outside-the-box guy. Yeah, Ty Bollinger scheduled. See what's happening in Dallas, his safe journey home, and his interaction with J.B. Wells, Alex Jones, etc. So give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, before we tell you about some stinky cheese.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One Rule Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, and joining us now, our good friend, co-host on Wednesdays, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger, back from Dallas and Dealey Plaza, hanging out with J.B. Wells, Alex Jones, and all that. We got to catch up with him because there's a lot of stories to tell, more than we can tell just on one day. So he's here live. Thank you, and I hope the family doesn't mind this brief interlude so you can join us on the air today.
No problem, RSB. Glad to be on with you and Super Don.
Well, we're glad that you're safely home from that. It seemed like The officials did not want anything but the official story talked about at Dealey Plaza at the special memorial dedicated, something that was going on there. They were keeping Alex Jones out and everybody, and you were right there witnessing it. So definitely want to get some more insight. We had your call in on Friday, but for our Sunday audience today, like to let them know what happened. Also, you had a nice meeting with JB, also with Jim Mars on a panel. So give us some updates on what we missed.
Okay, yeah, cool. I'll just kind of walk you through the 2 days. So I go up there from San Antonio up to Dallas with my brother, and we got up there Thursday afternoon, got settled in the hotel, went and picked up John B. Wells at his condo, and went over to a meeting that was at a church in East Dallas, way out, kind of in the ghetto. But it was a church meeting that was had a round table of people that all had different perspectives on the JFK assassination. One of them was Jim Mars. You're familiar with Jim Mars, who wrote the book Crossfire, upon which the movie JFK was based, Oliver Stone's JFK. So Jim was there. Judith Vary Baker was there. She was the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. So she spoke first for about 20 minutes. And I tell you what, RSB, this lady is articulate. She is kind. She is completely believable. And she told us some things, which we don't really have a lot of time to go into it there, but I guarantee you, you hear her speak, you can look in her eyes. There is no doubt that in her opinion, and based on the things that Lee Harvey Oswald told her, that he had nothing to do with the assassination of JFK. As a matter of fact, he loved JFK. His favorite president ever was JFK. He loved the president, and he was involved with a cancer virus experimentation down in New Orleans, along with Dr. Alton Ochsner, who headed it. He was the president of the American Cancer Society. And then Dr. Mary Sherman, you've heard of her, Dr. Mary's monkey.
Yes.
So she put all these pieces together. And without a shadow of a doubt, there is no doubt that he had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, he told her 2 weeks before the assassination of JFK, he said, "I know too much. You're going to find me dead. You're going to find me dead with a rifle in my hand one of these days." And she urged him to get out of the country, but he did not leave. 2 weeks later was November 22nd, 1963.
Why 50 years later? This is even still controversial. I mean, come on, really. Who in Dealey Plaza actually believes the Warren Commission report, the official story at this point, 50 years out? Could you find anybody that would say, yep, the Warren Commission, that was it. They were right, and there's nothing more to say?
You know, the only people that we found that believe the official conspiracy theory, which is what it is, it's complete lunacy. The only people that we found were those that were allowed to go inside the Dealey Plaza and on the grassy knoll on Friday. Because you see, that was cordoned off. That was a non-free speech zone on Friday. The Constitution did not apply. You could not get in there, and those that were allowed in had to buy a ticket, and those that were of the inclination to actually think for themselves that might actually dispute the official conspiracy theory, they were not allowed in. We were not allowed in the ceremony because we had differing opinions. It was almost kind of surreal. It was like North Korea. You know, if you don't agree with Kim Jong-un, then you're just not allowed in the party. And so the only people that I found, honestly, in 2 days there that would have believed the official story would have been the people on Friday. Nobody else that I talked to the 2 days that I was down there. And I was down there on Thursday, too, before the roundtable. Nobody that I talked to believes the official garbage.
Yeah, and, of course, they restricted access to that event to those who, you know, towed that party line. Again, that's a very American thing nowadays, I guess, to prohibit freedom of speech and call it, you know, still the land of the free. Now, you also were there and witnessed to some degree some of the hostilities, not came from the local Dallas police, but the sheriffs along with Department of Homeland Security. So there must have been a federal effort to go after or suppress anybody that had a different view.
Yeah, here's what happened on Friday. So that was Thursday. Thursday night, had the round table. Great time. Friday morning, we get down there around 10:45 or so. The march was supposed to start at 11. So we get down there. Just a lot of good, honest-to-gosh American people just love America were down there with this march. It was completely peaceful. There was no profanities, no evil signs, no, you know, death to tyrants or anything like that. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I mean, this was completely benign. All it was signs that said, investigate JFK's murder. Try to think for yourselves, open your minds. You know, it was just an encouragement to people to actually try to sort through these things logically. So it was a completely peaceful protest that started at 11 o'clock. And it wasn't even a protest. I say protest. It was just a march. We walked down the street. So we walked down the street. John Wells said, Ty, this is really eerie. So there's kind of, it's like the calm before the storm. This is something is weird here, and I can't put my finger on it. But he said this would be a perfect opportunity for a false flag. So we walk down, we march down the street, we're there for about 2 hours at 12:30, right on the nose. The mayor of Dallas is up and we're witnessing this from a distance because we were not allowed into the party, but we could see it from down the street. They had a big, 40 or 50 foot, television screen up. You could see what was going on. And so we did the moment of silence at 12:30. And as soon as the moment of silence was over, Alex and the crew began to walk on down towards the Dealey Plaza and towards the grassy knoll because there had been a judge that had said you cannot, after the ceremony, you cannot cordon off the grassy knoll. It's freedom of speech. It's a basic American right to be there. You got to remove the barricades. So based on that, they were going to go onto the grassy knoll. I looked at John and said, look, let's go. We've been here. It's cold. Let's go grab something to eat and then, kind of warm up. It was low 30s there and just freezing. Mm-hmm. So we left. All of a sudden, we left. Well, as soon as we get to the restaurant, Charlene called me. She was watching all this online. And she said, are you okay? I said, yeah, we're fine. We're just grabbing some lunch. She goes, oh, my gosh, they're beating everybody up. So what had happened is they went through the Dallas police. They, other than one time where they threatened to arrest us because we were supposedly in the middle of the street, we really weren't. But other than that one time, they were completely under control. They were calm. They were kind. They smiled at us. There was no, wild-eyed, thuggish looks like, hey, I'm going to kill you. Nothing mm-hmm. like that from the Dallas police. So the police removed the barricade. Alex and crew began to walk through. And at that point, a big van of Department of Homeland Security / Dallas Sheriff Department in a coordinated effort came behind them and started hitting on them and pushing them back. Alex told me later that night we had dinner with them that they actually had batons and they were punching him in the stomach from close range. So it's kind of hard to see on the videotape that they were actually getting hit with batons. Because the cops were, or the DHS was right up on them, so you couldn't really see that. They weren't rearing back and hitting them, which would have been visible, because they knew there were hundreds of cameras on them.
So sure, they were playing it subtle.
In the gut, secretly.
But, this begs the question, because, the sheriff's department should be the one that blocks this kind of thing from happening, because they're the highest authority in the county, and the constitutionally highest authority, and they can throw the feds out, but the feds are bribing these sheriff's groups with what, free tanks, free guns, free all kinds of stuff. And, of course, they're not funded as well as they once were, so they're accepting the bribes. And, of course, the feds put strings on them or chains and says, okay, if this is the case, then you're letting us come in to do whatever we want. And they go, sure, because we're getting free stuff from you. This is the nature of it. But the sheriffs have got to stand tall, like with Sheriff Mack and others, and honor their oaths and basically throw the feds out when they do this kind of thing, because this violates every aspect of the Constitution, both on the federal and state level.
It does. There's no doubt about that, Robert. It is completely unconstitutional. One of the things that Alex said Friday night at dinner is he looked at us and he said, you know what, guys? I looked in those guys' eyes, the DHS thugs that attacked them, and he said there was nothing there. He said it was almost as if they had gone and taken out a bunch of hardened criminals and put on uniforms and brought them as the thug squad to beat up everybody. And believe me, they were not, in any way shy about pushing women and children. As a matter of fact, I think I told you this Thursday, there was a little girl that was about 6 or 7 years old, and she was riding on her daddy's shoulders in the march. He had her up on his shoulders, and she was getting a good view of everything. Sweetest little thing in a little pink coat. She gets knocked off his shoulders because they're pushing on her daddy, and she almost got trampled because of these thugs, these completely unconstitutional, this unconstitutional act, these thugs in federal uniforms coming and assaulting, literally assaulting people that were there on a completely peaceful protest. No cursing, no flipping off, no yelling, nothing. Just peaceful protest, just getting assaulted by federal thugs.
Ty, I have to wonder, we opened today's show, Super Don and I, talking about how dumb are we as a species. For instance, we drug our children because they've been given a diagnosis by doctors or psychiatrists or school officials of attention deficit, for instance. I wonder if these kids raised on those drugs are becoming the zombies of the DHS willing to do anything, the soulless zombies willing to do anything to push an agenda that is in violation of the spirit and the actual manifestation of liberty in this land. That's a question we're going to keep exploring here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, I want you to read up on Ty's latest book. I think it may almost be available. You'll probably sign up and get it. And MythbustersBook.com. That's Monumental Myths. Ty, how soon before these things are going to be shipped?
Yeah, the book is available now on Amazon. You can just go to MythbustersBook.com to get it. And by the way, I'll be on Coast to Coast 3 hours this coming Saturday night with John B. Wells talking about Mythbusters book. And it's a great opportunity for people to get a book that has all of these different conspiracy realities that have happened and be able to use this, you know, buy it as a Christmas gift for somebody that's not awake yet. Use this to wake people up. We've got to stick together. We've got to keep spreading the truth and wake people up to this tyranny.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, man, I'm so glad we got you on board today because I kind of have cravings. You know, it's like, where's Ty? Oh, it's not Wednesday yet. Well, get him on in Sunday. Here he is. Hooray. So thank you to your family for loaning you to us today for a segment to get this out.
I will give them your thanks. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you too, Super Don. And you guys keep up the good work. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, listen, Ty rocks the health world and every other world in a good, positive, powerful way. And I want everybody to pick up a copy of Monumental Myths. We'll be talking more about it in the days and weeks to come, of course, but it is available. And you go to MythbustersBook.com. That's how easy it is. Sign up, get your copy right away, and listen to him on Coast to Coast next Saturday. But before then, Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, he'll be live with me doing some outside the box like nowhere else in the broadcast media. When we come back... Do you like cheese? I mean, who doesn't like cheese? Most people like cheese.
I like cheese.
I don't know if we're going to like the kind of cheese we're talking about after this break, but we got to cover it. Is this what's going to be, this homeless cheese? What is this going to be? I don't know. We'll find out. Hold your nose,
cheese.
Everybody. Hold your nose. Coming back with a yummy, maybe not so.
Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Traffic it up. We're almost out of time. Wow! How did we get here? Fastest 2 hours of healing on radio, of course. GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com. And in fact, if you can't get enough of us, Super Don and I get together after each show and go to the RS Bell Media channel on YouTube and do an RSB 180. We look back, and we sort of sometimes sneak peek ahead. Of course, Dr. Rasha Batar's scheduled, as he is, each Monday for advanced medicine. And who knows what else? We got 3 days before the holiday, the Thanksgiving. We'll do some gratitude, vitamin G on the air. You can call us with your vitamin G if you'd like. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave us a message even when we're not on the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Upcoming December events, the NPA Natural Products Association hosting their annual event in Orlando. I think that's like the 7th and 8th or something. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up. We've got another event, at Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora. That's the 19th, a Thursday afternoon, broadcasting live and then lecturing thereafter. Come on down. And then the 20th, back at the Windhorse Theater in Eustis. Now, I promise if you show up at these events, you will get none of what we're about to talk about. Because come on, just because you can make cheese out of bacteria from your toes and your armpits, do you really have to? Come on, really? And that's what evidently has been done somewhere. I would say there's something rotten in Denmark, but this isn't in Denmark, is it?
No, this actually was developed by a pair of scientists from the UK and currently in Dublin, Ireland, at the Science Gallery. You can see where they have unveiled a line of cheese products made from the bacteria collected from people's feet, belly buttons, tears, and even armpits.
Oh, tell me Bono is behind this. You too can have homemade cheese from your belly button. Unbelievable.
Yes.
They sampled cheese odors That's just, can I sign up for that, right? People are really hard up for jobs. Sign up and smell cheese odors. And oh, man, really? So they use gas chromatography, mass spectrometry analysis to identify these volatile organic compounds to make this stuff. And it kind of sounds really nasty. Of course, we know the microbial world can be very beneficial and life-sustaining. It can also smell very nasty. I mean, listen, I'm not averse to bad smells. And you know why I say that, don't you, Super Don?
Why is that?
Not because of gaseous emissions in studio. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Odoriferous emanations, yes.
No, because of my love of that spiky fruit from Thailand known as durian.
Durian!
Yes, right. So from that point, yes, we can evacuate the whole neighborhood because they think, oh, my gosh, this is a terrorist attack, gas leak, what's going on? No, it's just durian from Thailand. Anyway, but human cheese is meant to illustrate a unique relationship between our bodies and bacteria. So maybe they're using this as a teaching moment, right? Kids, here's how you do it. No, ow, I don't know if I want to teach them that. I want to teach them to grow food, but not necessarily make cheese from foot bacteria.
Yeah. Well, I like cheese. I do. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of cheese, but I think I'll avoid the toe cheese and the belly button cheese and maybe stick with something that's a little bit more more palatable. Yes.
I wonder what our friends from Wisconsin think about this. We'll see where we go from there. Listen, I want to end on a more delicious note. Do we have anything really delicious to talk about before we end today?
Well, we already talked about the organic cake that you had.
That's right. Oh, man, it is so good. I'm sorry to do that. But it's like me when I talk about stuff that you can't have, Super Don. You're like, you get mad at me. So I just got to limit that kind of thing.
All right. So what do you got? What do you got for me today?
Let's see. What was delicious? What's going to be delicious? You know, I'm at a loss because I've lost my appetite after talking about toe cheese and belly button cheese and armpit cheese. I'm sorry.
Well,
it's
let's
over.
Talk about
not eating the rest of the day.
Let's talk about what do we got coming up this week people can look forward to.
Well, yeah, I mentioned earlier that we are going to have a very special Tuesday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show where we're going to hit headlong the cannabinoid issue. And particularly, you know, if you missed the show today, part of it, if you're just tuning in a little too late, the archives will be linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com through GCN and naturalnewsradio.com, including a question, a serious question for somebody with neurological and muscular diseases. And we talked about some things, including a little bit about the cannabinoids. So Tuesday's show, we're going to bring on some heavy-duty science to support that. And also, we may have found a way for those of you in non-legalized cannabis marijuana states to get these cannabinoids absolutely legally. So stand by, tell your friends for that. We've got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar tomorrow, Outside the Box Wednesday, and then we'll see what kind of gratitude you want to throw in our way. We'll throw it your way, too. Thank you for being here, Super Don. Tom, thanks for staying awake. And, of course, thanks to all of you for telling your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty where I remind you, 6 days a week at least, that the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.